noxious weeds, requiring cursive instruction in schools, a blowout win for the Thunder, and the rising cost of a new Oklahoma County jail. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'm Logan Layden. Governor Kevin Stitt opposes the expansion of Oklahoma's noxious weeds list. OPMX's Anna Pope reports Stitt vetoed a bill that would have added two new plants to a list of invasive species that landowners are required to keep under control.
Thistles are the only weeds included in Oklahoma's noxious weed law. This law requires landowners to control and eradicate three types of thistles on their property to prevent them from spreading. House Bill 3186 would have added kudzu, a vine that overruns other plants and structures, and poison hemlock, which is toxic to humans and animals, to that list. The measure passed the House of Representatives in an 86-3 vote and the Senate in a 41-2 vote, but Governor Stitt vetoed the bill. He wrote in his veto notice that the noxious weed control is a, quote, worthy endeavor, but he would prefer to entrust plant control to individual landowners rather than the state. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Well, some elementary school students will soon be required to learn cursive. OPMX's Cheyenne Leach has more on a new law signed this week.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed House Bill 3727 into law, mandating cursive handwriting instruction for 3rd through 5th grade students. The bill, authored by Oklahoma City Representative Jason Lowe and Senator Kevin Matthews, takes effect in 2024. Matthews says the move will help kids sign their names as signatures, read historical documents, and better connect with older relatives. Oklahoma becomes the 24th state to require cursive handwriting instruction in schools. It's a trend that emphasizes the enduring value of a traditional skill. In Stillwater, I'm Cheyenne Leach.
The Oklahoma City Thunder cruised to a 32-point victory over the New Orleans Pelicans last night in Game 2 of their opening NBA playoff series. OPMX's Ryan LaCroix reports on the 124-92 win.
OKC jumped out to a lead early in the game and never looked back, capitalizing on the Pelicans' 17 turnovers with 22 points coming directly from them. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the way for the Thunder with 33 points, while Chet Holmgren added 26 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Holmgren emphasized it was a team effort.
It took everybody that touched the floor tonight. Everybody came ready, keyed in on the game plan, keyed in on, you know, their skills, getting ready for the game, and we came out ready. We were making shots, we were clicking, getting out in transition, and getting stops on defense. That's a good recipe.
OKC now takes their 2-0 lead in the best-of-7 series to New Orleans on Saturday afternoon. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
And a new Oklahoma County jail is now estimated to cost the county more money than initially thought. During Tuesday's Citizen Bond Oversight Advisory Board meeting, architects revealed that building a jail with over 2,000 beds could now cost nearly $680 million. That's far more than the original $260 million county commissioners told voters in 2022 when they voted on a bond to fund the new jail's construction. Architects say that prices for building materials have skyrocketed. Despite the setback, the board approved the designs for the new jail, but with a stipulation. They opted for a facility with fewer beds than originally planned. County commissioners will now have to approve the designs.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.